Princess of the Universe, Mother of Hashemin Hussein alayhi salam, life partner of Ali bin Abi Talib, Lady of Paradise, Fatima Zahra alayhi salam, for whom the Prophet is saying, In Allah wa yaqtifu li qadabi Fatima wa yurda li lithaha. Allah gets upset when Fatima is upset, and Allah is happy if Fatima is happy. Assalamu alaikum everyone. My name is Rita Hussein, and I will be talking to you about our role in the light of Bibi Fatima alayhi salam. The hadith I have just read was said by the Holy Prophet for Bibi Fatima alayhi salam. The hadith tells us not only what happens if we hurt her, but it shows how close she is to Allah. Sure, Bibi Fatima isn't here for us to hurt her physically, but all of us today, including me, hurt her. I don't know about everyone else, but whenever I hear Bibi Fatima's name, I automatically think hijab. Hijab doesn't only mean to cover your head with a scarf, but it also means to cover your whole body and not let non-member men see your figure. Bibi Fatima loved hijab so much, and I think that is what we should do in her life. There are many other things that we should take as an example from her, like her praying and her being a good daughter, mother, so on. But what I feel like elaborating today is the topic of hijab. The importance of hijab is mentioned in a lot of surahs and ayats of the Holy Quran, and it has been also mentioned in many hadiths. Imam Ali has recalled a time when he himself, the Prophet, and a few of their companions were all sitting together, and the Prophet asked them all a question. He asked them what the best thing for a woman was. No one got the answer correctly. That day when Imam Ali went home, he asked Bibi Fatima that question, and she said that she had the correct answer. She told him that the best thing for a woman is to not look at non-mahram men, and for men not to look at them. When Imam Ali told the Prophet of this answer, the Prophet replied that the answer was correct. Then he asked Imam Ali who gave him the answer, and Imam Ali replied, Bibi Fatima. The Prophet smiled and said, "An Fatima fadat mumini." Bibi Fatima always followed that as well. One time a blind man came to her, and she still did hijab in front of him. People asked her why, and she said that even though he couldn't see her, she could still see him. For the thing that the Bibi loves so much, we, her followers, don't do hijab. Nowadays, you see so many girls and women who don't wear hijab just so they can look good, they can look pretty. Everyone who sees women wearing hijab know that they are Muslims. But when we don't wear hijab, how can someone distinguish us from everyone else? Let's go back to Karbala, where the Bibi's daughters gave up and sacrificed their hijab for us, just so that we could do it today. Is this the way we repay them, by not doing the thing that they sacrificed the love so much, and then we still go around without hijab, and we cry over the Bibi's hijabs being taken from them? We are proud of the fact that we are Sadats and their followers. We think that because we cry for her son, Imam Hussein, and their family, that the Bibi will do our Shafa'at on the Day of Judgment and take us to heaven. This reminds me of an event that took place during the time of our eighth Imam, Imam Ali Reza alayhi salam. When he repeated a hadith of his grandfather, Imam bin al-Razi, Lama Maslisi has mentioned this event in his book, Bahar al-Dibar, and Shahid Murtada al-Bahar has written about it in his book as well. Imam Ali Reza was on his way to Mehran Baghdad. He was accompanied by his little brother, Zayd bin Nar. They were called to Mehran, an invitation from Mahmud Rashid, the Abbasi Khalifa of that time. During their visit, Zayd bin Nar spread a made-up theory saying that we are Sayyidin, we're from the family of the Prophet, so the fire of hell is haram on us. It doesn't matter if we do sins, but anyone else can. When Imam Ali Reza heard of this, he went to the crowd Zayd bin Nar was sitting in and scolded his brother, saying, "Our grandfather, Imam Zayn al-Abidin, never said that. What right do you have to?" Imam Ali Reza then repeated the words of his grandfather, saying that whoever was a Sayyid had more responsibility. If they did something good, they would get double the swab. They once for doing the good deed, and the other for respecting the name of the Holy Prophet. in the same way, if they did something bad, that they would get double the tinam. If they would get one's for doing the bad deed and the other's for disrespecting the name of the Holy Prophet. So if you ever feel like doing something bad, like listening to music or going around without hijab, just remember, you'll get double the tinam. This doesn't just apply to only Sayyids, it also applies to all of their followers. Next time, just think, is what we do going to please Bibi Fatma or hurt her? Because Imam Zain, are the Imam of our time, Imam Muhammad bin Ali salam, he has said that our followers follow us and we follow Bibi Fatma alayhi salam. We are accountable of our own actions. Inna Allah yamdahu bi qadri Fatima wa yurda li bi taha. Allah gets upset if Fatima is upset, and Allah is happy when Fatima is upset.